Hi, welcome to the Human Project for Kids podcast, the show where we think about your big questions about what we are, who God is, and how we are meant to live. Are you ready? Let's get thinking. Welcome back, listeners, to season two of the Human Project for Kids podcast. We are so glad we are back. I'm here. My name is Rachel McKenzie, and joining me again is...
I'm Reese. I'm alive. Nothing happened between season one and two. The rumors are false. I am alive.
And we want to say thank you so much for listening to season one. If you haven't, we highly recommend you go back and listen to that one. It was some good times. And we are super excited for more fun guests, more fun characters, and lots more questions on our show this season.
That sounds awesome. Who do we have today with us?
Okay, so here in the studio today, we have Victoria and Kira.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
So many highs. All right. Victoria, please tell us about yourself.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 8 years old. And did you know that goldfish can cough?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
Now I do. I am so much smarter, Victoria. Thank you for coming in and educating me.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name's Kiara, and I am 8 years old. And did you know that if a sloth runs a marathon with you, there's a 60% chance that the sloth will win.
What? How? What? Hold on.
How can that happen?
That's right. Is the sloth drinking coffee? Is the person that's running like tied down with weights? Yeah. How is that possible?
I didn't say if the person trained or not.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Maybe the sloth did.
So the sloth is like a super athletic sloth and the person is like a total couch potato. Okay. Okay. 60%
honestly,
then.
Is this on air?
This is on air.
Yeah, right now.
Shoot.
You guys are actually on a podcast right now. I don't know if you guys realized that when you came into the studio, put on the headphones and started talking to the microphones. I know, mind blown. What kind of questions are we dealing with today, Rachel?
So today we are actually thinking about the idea of asking questions.
Oh, the question about questions.
The question of questions.
Oh, it's so layered. It's so wonderful.
So me and Reese both work with kids.
We do, yeah.
And kids are full of questions. Mm-hmm. Did you know, actually, that toddlers ask almost 300 questions every day?
I believe that.
It's a lot of questions, right?
Probably the one question they repeat the most is just why. They probably just say why over and over and over again.
My brother is the biggest question asker in the world.
That's fantastic.
The most questions you could imagine.
So when you say he's the biggest, do you mean like he's like physically big and asks a lot of questions or just that he asks so many questions?
He asks so many questions. I feel like my mom and dad's mind are going to blow up.
I believe that. Yeah. You know, there's support groups for that, though. So that's good. Right.
Totally.
On. Totally.
All right. So let's just get the ball rolling here. What are some things that we wonder?
What does God look like?
That's a good question.
Great question.
Yeah, yeah.
Kiara, do you have any questions?
Why is the world so big?
Oh, I like that. That's good. I spend a lot of time thinking about different types of cheeses. So, like, I know that there's goat cheese and there's cow cheese. Is there unicorn cheese or centaur cheese?
I would love that. That would be awesome.
How much would you pay for unicorn cheese? And who is milking the unicorns and how do they feel about that?
Okay. How much I would pay?
Kira, you seem distraught at the idea of unicorns getting milked.
Why?
And is the cheese rainbow colored then? That's what I want to know.
Like, oh, the max I would pay would be $500.
That does seem like a lot for cheese, yeah.
Someone that would milk it would be a professional unicorn milker.
Yeah, it'd be a full-time job. Yeah. Very specific, very technically specific. Rachel, do you have any questions you ask?
I often wonder
what questions you question about?
What questions to ask?
I believe that. I question the questions themselves.
Mm. So here on this show, we really love asking questions about God. And what I want to know from you girls is it okay to ask questions about God?
Yes.
Totally cool.
How do you know that?
Because the Bible says to ask questions about God.
And we should know more about him.
Because we love him.
Ooh, yeah, you guys both had really good points. We go to the Bible for answers, and yeah, we want to find out more about God.
And the best way that we can learn more about God is by asking questions about him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why Kiara's brother and every other three-year-old likes to ask lots of questions is because that is how they learn more about the world. So if we want to learn more about who we are and who God is, we need to be asking lots and lots of questions about those things. So some of the questions that you girls have asked are things like, so far we've got, what does God look like? And how big is God? Some people listening...
It's how big is the world?
Oh, how big is the world? Right. And some people listening might even be wondering, like, does God love me? Or is the Bible true? And those questions are kind of in a different category. So we have someone who is here today to help us discover more about the different types of questions that we ask. Are you ready to meet him?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Here he comes.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. People call me Old Man Hobbs. My name is actually Hobbs Servant. Hobbs Servant is my full name, but people call me Old Man Hobbs. And I am a prospector. I dig in the dirt. And you know what I have found after digging in the dirt for 60 years? That there are gold nuggets in there, and there are wiggly worms. And I'm going to tell you all right now, they are not alike. For example, I buy the gold to see if it's real. I don't need to do that with the wiggly worms. You bite into a worm, it just wiggles all over the place. But you know, they're both good for something, just not the same thing. I go fishing with worms. I put the worm on my hook, I throw it in the water. I do not chuck gold nuggets in the water. They are precious. And you know, questions are like that too. Some questions have one set answer, like a gold nugget. And some questions are more flexible, like a wiggly worm. And they can have different answers. You know, like a worm wiggles all over the place. A good prospector can tell the difference between gold nugget questions and wiggly worm questions. The Bible tells us which is which. And I, as an expert prospector, have spent my time reading the Bible to understand the difference between gold nuggets and wiggly worms. Thank you for having me over, Miss Rachel.
Thank you for coming. Maybe the girls and I could practice while you're here.
Oh, I would be willing to help you guys with that. I am an expert at telling the difference.
All right, so ladies, we were thinking that somebody might ask the question, is the Bible true? Would that be a gold nugget question or a wiggly worm question?
Gold nugget.
They've got the right stuff. That's right. That is completely a gold nugget question. One answer and one answer only.
Okay, what about the question, is God good?
Gold nugget.
There was a pause there, but that is the right answer. That's very good. That is also a question that has only one true answer.
What about the question, Victoria, what was your question?
What does God look like?
Oh, what do you guys think?
Wiggly worm.
It is kind of a wiggly worm question because there's no way for us to know the one set answer of that. It may even be something we can never know.
Right, but even if we can never know the answer, we know that God is good, the Bible is true, and we can trust him, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think they've got the hang of it there.
I think you guys have got it. And today we're going to keep talking about questions, but if you tune in to future episodes of our podcast, we are actually going to really dive into this question, what does God look like, and sort out what some of the answers for that are.
And I'm definitely going to come back and make sure you guys are getting this straight, because you don't want to get your gold nuggets and your wiggly worms mixed up. It's all kind of trouble.
All right. Thank you for helping us.
Thank you. All right. See you all.
You're welcome.
Rachel. See you guys. See Miss Victoria. And you, the curly-haired one in the corner.
Kira.
Kiorna. Corna. Cornucopia. You have yourself a great day, young'un. I'll see you later. Bye.
All right, listeners, we've been doing a lot of thinking, so we are going to take a quick break and hear some jokes from our guests today.
Why did the crab cross the road?
Why did the crab cross the road?
Yeah, why?
Because the chicken was on vacation.
Very nice. Yes.
What did the sloth say to the officer when the snails were taking over his home?
Ooh, that's a good. There's a real sloth theme with you today. Why? What did the sloth say to the, it was a police officer? What did the sloth say to the police officer?
What did he say?
Yeah.
He said it all happened so fast.
Oh, very nice.
All right, thanks for those riddles, ladies. Now, we've discovered that there are two different types of questions we can ask. We can have solid gold questions, or we can have wiggly worm questions. But whatever kind of question we have, who are some people we can ask that question to?
We can ask our parents, grandparents, and pastors.
What about great-grandparents or great-great-great-great-great-grandparents?
The old wise ones.
Oh, I like that. The old wise ones. That's fantastic, Victoria.
Or the older ones for just the grandparents, because that's kind of...
The senior people.
But why would we ask people who are older the answer to questions? Why would we ask them questions?
Because they've been through more things and they know what they're talking about.
Oh. Well, actually, that's not true. Because doesn't matter how old we are, we can still be babies in Christ when we're like 50.
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
So what we're looking for is not just someone who's old in their age or older, young at heart, parents listening. but we are looking for somebody who knows who?
God.
God, right? We're looking for somebody who is old in the way, in the how they know Jesus, and that they look where for their answers?
In the Bible.
That was so musical and made me cry a little. That was right. I like that we're talking about old and that we're talking about people who are asking the right questions. I think we sometimes use the word mature, right? Old is like how many years you are, and mature is like how wise you are.
I'm mature.
So mature.
So we could have an adult who has just learned about God and just started to love Jesus, who maybe they would ask you one of their questions God.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Victoria, earlier you were telling me about a story of how we can kind of figure out if this person we're talking to really loves Jesus and has a good answer for our question.
There was this pastor and this people went to his church. He was new. So first of all, when they came and got ready, red flag number one, he didn't open his Bible to see what's in it. Then, red flag number two, he just started talking about this. If someone does something bad, but it makes them happy, you shouldn't stop them from doing it.
Oh, yeah. I would get some big, big warning red lights going off there. Yeah.
I really like how when you were telling that story, you're telling us about these red flags, right? Which are warnings that maybe the person you're talking to maybe isn't mature in their faith, meaning maybe they don't love God as much as they say they do. And so we need to test our answers, right? We need to ask someone we trust, and we need to make sure that their answer is coming from the Bible.
That's right. It should line up. If they're mature, it will line up with what the Bible says. It won't be different.
So we've discovered so far, it is okay to ask questions about God. Do we agree?
Yeah.
Yes,
definitely.
We've learned that we might have a solid gold question, which will have a really solid answer. Right?
Yes.
And that we also might have, what's the other kind of question?
Wiggly worm.
Right.
The wiggly worm
question. And a wiggly worm question. And a wiggly worm question is one that might have a bit of a trickier answer, or it might have kind of some multiple option answers.
Yeah.
And something we just need to think a little bit differently about than a solid gold question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm, totally.
So, knowing all of that, can we find answers to every question we have about God?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because if we did... We wouldn't need God.
How are you doing that? That was amazing.
We're secretly twins.
Just secretly, you guys
who
like, have like
read
a mind
each other's
melt.
Minds?
Well, and it was so good that you said that together because that's so true.
So if we could answer every question about God, he wouldn't really be God. That's what we're saying?
Yeah, and we wouldn't
need him. Because the only reason we need him is because he He provides for us, and we don't know how mighty he is. Because if we did, yeah, we wouldn't need him.
Miss Rachel! Miss Rachel!
Oh, hello!
I have a question.
Okay.
It's me, Con. Hello, Connor.
Hi, Con.
Connor Trary. Just call me Con. Hey, okay, look, I don't want to be a rain cloud here. I don't want to, but I kind of think we can find answers out to everything. I mean, if people look long enough and hard enough, there's really nothing we can't do.
Oh, okay. So our new friend Connor is saying that if we look really, really hard, we could find the answers to everything.
Everything. Absolutely. There's okay. No mystery we can't solve. We can find out anything if we look long enough and hard enough.
Kiara, do you agree?
No. Definitely not.
You're wrong.
So you guys think that God knows everything and there's some things we can't know?
Yes!
Well, hold on a second. Not to be a rain cloud here, but that sounds like God thinks he's better than us. And that basically makes us nothing. Just little crummy slime on the bottom of God's boot. Is that what you're saying?
No.
God never said in the Bible that we are worthless. He uses us that love God to make a difference.
Well, I think we'd make more of a difference if we could figure out everything. I mean, like, what's the point of coming up to a question and being like, I guess that's a mystery I can never solve?
Well, because if we could solve every mystery, we wouldn't need God, and God wouldn't be who he is.
Well, it sounds to me like God needs us to be kind of dumb and not being able to figure stuff out. Is that what you're saying?
I heard Connor say something. He said, God thinks he's better than us. What do we think about that? Is God better than us?
Yes, he is.
In what ways?
In ways of goodness and kindness.
Goodness, kindness, what else?
Every way.
Compassion, humility?
Humility?
Oh, humility.
What about, we kind of talked about the idea that God knows everything.
Yeah.
And so if God can do all of those things. God is so good and so great, and he knows everything. If we could know everything, that means that we would be...
like God.
Like God. And we've learned, too, about how Adam and Eve thought that they could be like God.
Yeah.
Right? The people thought that they could be like God when they built the Tower of Babel.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's what you're remembering? In all of those stories, we see that it doesn't go well for people because that's not how we've been designed, right?
Yeah, for example, for the Tower of Babel, they just went on speaking different languages to each other.
Right. Maybe one of the reasons that we don't have all of the answers is to remind us that we are not God. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Totally. Connor, if you had all the answers, you wouldn't need God. And it says in the Bible that he's gracious and loving. And also in heaven, we will know all the answers because we can talk to God.
So you're saying that part of the reason for all these mysteries is so that I would be looking forward to heaven where one day everything is known?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to think about that. Not to be a rain cloud. I didn't want to be a rain cloud. Sorry. Sometimes I have questions, and sometimes, you know. Anyway, well, thank you. Thanks, guys. I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna go think about it. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Connor.
Bye, Connor.
Bye.
Hey, so I was just listening to Connor, and it seems to me that maybe he doesn't understand yet that mysteries don't mean we're stupid, that when there's things we don't know, that doesn't mean that we're dumb. It means there's things for us to find out, and we're kind of designed to keep looking and wondering because that's what it takes to have a relationship with a God that just goes on forever and ever. He's so big, and we're designed to keep looking and exploring him and how wonderful it is when we have that desire to find out and to know him more. And I think we're designed to know him more. So the mysteries are important because they kind of motivate us to keep learning more about him.
Yeah, and every time I open up my Bible and I learn something new about God, it sparks another question for me.
Exactly.
And then I keep asking another question and I keep learning more about God. And I think that we are designed to ask those questions our whole lives until we meet Jesus. Which is really exciting, right? When we're asking questions, we get so excited and interested and we want to learn more. And that is how we grow. Earlier, we were talking about being mature, right? And knowing God well. And so as we ask questions and we learn more, we become more mature in our understanding of who God is and who we are.
So maybe the point of those gold nugget questions and the wiggly worm questions are so that we know what is set and done, and we know what things we can be curious about. But none of that is to stop us from asking questions. We should keep asking questions because that's how we get to know God more.
Absolutely. Girls, do you think it's okay to ask the same question more than once?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, can I have a cookie now? How about now? How about now? How about now?
Or are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? That's the bane of my existence.
I think that if you get an answer, but you're not sure of it, you can ask that question to a different person. But the most important thing that you should do when you get an answer to a question is look in your Bible right away.
Yep, make sure it lines up. That's what the red flag thing was you were talking about earlier, Victoria, right?
Yeah.
If somebody, even a pastor, is talking from the front and he says something that doesn't line up with what the Bible says, yeah, there should be a bunch of red flags, maybe even 2.5 red flags.
So jump back to red flag number one. He didn't open the Bible.
He didn't open his Bible. You're right. Red flag number one. The Bible tells us it's sufficient. It tells us everything we need to know. Maybe not everything we want to know, but everything we need to know.
And red flag number two, he said something that wasn't true, that if someone is doing something evil and they like doing it and they enjoy doing it, you should still help them. I think that is so wrong.
Yeah, that's basically saying that if it feels happy, if it makes you feel happy, it must be good. And you know what? There's lots of things in the world that feel good for a little bit, but then later on they're bad. I mean, the Bible's filled with examples of people who started doing something because it felt good, but then they found out how bad it was.
So if we have a question that we don't have the answer to right now, does that mean that there is not a good answer out there?
No.
So the Bible also talks, Paul, one of the authors in the Bible, he uses this example of milk and solid food. So Kiara has a baby brother. When he was first born, what did he eat?
He ate my mom's breast milk.
It wasn't unicorn milk? What?
If there was unicorn milk, I bet he would eat it.
Rainbow
well,
milk.
Well, you can't eat.
Well, no, because, but you're right, though. Babies are fed by their mom, right? That's right. They get milk from their mom.
So babies drink milk, right? Mm-hmm. And do you still drink milk?
No.
Well, so you don't drink milk?
Well, like from cows.
You never drink milk? Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
From cows, but not
from our mommies.
Not from unicorns.
You don't want it.
But you eat solid food, right?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So Paul uses this picture in the Bible to talk about when we are, like we said, baby Christians, when we're first learning about God, sometimes the answers are like milk. They are true and good answers, but they're like the beginning of an answer. And then you might ask that same question when you're 10.
Yeah,
or when you're 25.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you're 73.
Or when you're 100 and Philly and infinity and Jillian.
Or when you're 125.
Exactly. As you get older and you learn more about God, the answer doesn't change, but you get more details, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like more solid food, okay? God doesn't change. God is always good. God is always true. But sometimes the details or the information that we get because our brains can understand more.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I think a good example of that is that the Bible tells us to honor our mother and our father. Now, when you're a little kid, that means following their directions exactly. Like if they say it's time to get in the car, then you go and you get in the car. And if they say, okay, it's time to hop out of the car, you're going to follow their instructions. And then when you get a little bit older, you know, you're like more of a teenager, your parents tell you what you want, but you might say, why? Why do I need to go out to the car now? And it's okay to ask questions, particularly if you don't ask it in a mean way. Like, you're like, why? Why do I have to go out to the car? Right? I know that's pretty rude if you have to go out to the car like that. But you can ask why, and teenagers should ask why. And then as you get older, like, for example, I'm quite a bit older, and I still honor my mother and my father, and they still give me advice, and I listen to them because they're very, very wise. I don't necessarily do exactly what they say. But you know what? They also don't talk to me the same way. I haven't had my mom or my dad say, go out to the car, son, in a long, long time. They're like, hey, it's time to go because I'm older now. So honoring them looks different. So it's a good thing I keep asking that question. How do I honor my father and my mother? The Bible says to do it. So what does it look like? What am I going to do and say and think so that I'm honoring my father and my mother? And that looks a little different as I get older. So I got to keep asking that question. It's a good question.
So to recap, let's do a lightning speed round.
Lightning speed round.
Nice voice.
Can you ask questions about God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Are all questions the same?
You.
No.
Okay. So no, Victoria got that right because she said that not all questions are the same.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you might have gotten slightly, like, just a little bit confused, Kiara.
Yeah.
But you're, no, Victoria, you are correct.
Oh, okay.
Not all questions are the same.
Okay.
Should we ever stop asking questions?
No.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Will we get the answer to everything we ask?
No.
No.
Ding, 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 ding. They're 3 for 3. If they get this final question right, they win the Festiva.
What does that mean?
It's an old-fashioned car. Let's change this. If they get this right, they win 2 burritos.
Ew.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's.
If they get this right, they get ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's.
Does the Bible tell us everything that we need to know?
No.
Yes.
Oh, there.
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to give you guys a second to get. You guys talk between you. You have to give me one answer.
Yeah.
Into the mics, though. Into the mics.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. I think it's yes because God says that the Bible is His word, and that all of that is in there is true. What do you think?
So listen carefully to my question. I didn't say, does God tell us everything we want to know? I said, does He tell us everything we need to know?
Now remember, this is for the ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. They are correct. That is 4 correct questions. And they get an ice cream cone shoved on top of their head. Congratulations and thank you so much for playing. You now look like unicorns.
How dare you? You used our favorite thing against us.
I mean, I didn't really. For those of you guys listening at home, I did not actually shove an ice cream cone on top of their head, thereby transforming them into a unicorn.
I'm going to shove an ice cream cone up your nose.
Up my nose? That smells delicious.
All right, girls. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of our podcast. Is there any last words you have for our listeners?
Thank you for listening.
And keep asking questions.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next time where we talk about more of your big questions. If you would like more resources, you can check out thehumanprojectforkids.ca. This podcast was produced by Apologetics Canada and in partnership with Regent Christian Academy. Bye, listeners. We'll see you next time.
See you guys.